Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello, friends and fellow world changers. Welcome to today's episode. Trust your week has been awesome so far. Our scripture focus today is James 4 verse 10. And reading from the Voice translation of the Bible, it says, "Lay yourself bare, face down to the ground in humility before the Lord, and He will lift your head so you can stand tall." I just love the way it paints the picture of total obeisance to God. James 4:10 implores us to humble ourselves before the Lord, recognizing His sovereignty and our dependence on Him. This attitude of humility is not only foundational to our relationship with God, but also essential for success in life. By acknowledging our limitations and submitting to God's authority, we open ourselves up to His guidance and blessings. And these are the few takeaways from this scripture: that humility leads to success. True success begins with humility. When we humble ourselves before God, we position ourselves to receive His favor and direction. Submission to God's will, surrendering our plans and desires to God's will, allows Him to work in and through us, leading to greater achievements than we could ever accomplish on our own. Exaltation through humility. Interesting, the paradox of humility is that it is through humility that we actually find true exaltation. God lifts up those who humble themselves before Him, granting them success and fulfillment beyond worldly measures. The success principle found in James 4 verse 10 emphasizes the importance of humility as the foundation for achieving lasting success in life. By humbling ourselves before God and submitting to His will, we position ourselves to receive His blessings and guidance, leading to fulfillment in every aspect of life. By starting each day with a prayer of humility, acknowledging God's sovereignty and asking for His guidance, we posture ourselves in submission to God's will and wisdom. Cultivating a mindset of gratitude. Remember yesterday, I suggested you develop a gratitude journal. We thereby recognize that every success is ultimately a gift from God. Seeking opportunities to serve others humbly by putting their needs above your own desires positions you for godly success. Tim Tebow, a former professional football player turned sports analyst, author, and philanthropist, has consistently exemplified humility throughout his career. Despite achieving immense success on the football field, including winning the Heisman Trophy and leading his team to a playoff victory in the NFL, Tebow remained grounded in his faith and values. He often attributed his accomplishments to God's grace and emphasized the importance of serving others and staying true to one's beliefs. Tebow's humility and commitment to his faith have not only endeared him to fans, but have also opened doors for him to impact lives beyond the realm of sports. Through his philanthropic endeavors, including the Tim Tebow Foundation, he has made significant contributions to charitable causes such as supporting children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Tim Tebow's journey shows how humility can pave the way for success both on and off the field. His example serves as a powerful reminder that true greatness is found in serving others and remaining faithful to one's principles, even in the face of adversity. In conclusion, James 4 verse 10 reminds us that humility is the key to success in life. By humbling ourselves before God and submitting to His will, we open ourselves up to His blessings and guidance, leading to fulfillment beyond worldly measures. Let's embrace humility as the foundation for true success and walk in the path that God has prepared for us. Now here's the declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I choose to humble myself before the Lord, recognizing His sovereignty and my dependence on Him. In humility, I find true success and fulfillment. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.